Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens. I almost said bonus episode, but it's not. It's actually Watch What Crappens, the regular show. Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? It's Ben. Isn't he cute? We're on video today, so we can see each other.
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry. I'm not adding myself right now. This is so embarrassing. There I am. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Ben. So, everybody, today is a very special episode because we're doing a Real Housewives of Miami trailer. Now, why are we doing it so late, you're asking? That's just how it goes, okay? Get over it.
Wow.
But also, we figured
Let me put this question in your mouth and then let me yell at you about it.
Yeah. But we're also doing it because it's coming on tonight. So, very exciting time. This is not coming on Bravo for those of you like, hey, I don't see it. It's because it's not on Bravo. They're making us pay for this shit now. It's called Peacock, okay? But I got Peacock. I'm watching it all the time now. So do it.
Yeah. Right. It's been wonderful.
What do you think of that?
It's very important for us to do this trailer and to support Real Housewives of Miami because in many ways, Watch What Crappens was built on the Real Housewives of Miami. You know, Ronnie and I started way back when this was like a web show called Housewives Hoedown. And one of the things that I feel like we talked about a lot on there was the Real Housewives of Miami. I seem to remember we specifically had a moment where we asked, what's worse, Larsa Pippen or the economy? And Larsa Pippen won that one.
Hitler was actually one.
Hitler Larsa, it was like Hitler, Larsa Pippen, or the economy. And that was like, I think, one of the foundational moments of this show. So that's when we used to play that game. What's worse?
Yeah, that's true. It's part of our history. I used to recap this over at TVgasm back when it first started. We're friends with Leah Black these days, which I'm kind of glad she's not on the show just because it's not as awkward, you know, being like, okay, trashed ya. Just trashed ya. Let's go have some fun. But
now,
this is also the first time Bravo's ever been like, wow, here's a show we've not been around for how many years? 6 years now or something?
Longer. I think it was like seven or eight years potentially.
Yeah. But, and so now they're bringing it back. Why? No one really knows. Do we?
I don't know, but I'm glad they're doing it because Miami should be on Bravo's radar. And we do need, I feel like, some more Latina representation in the Real Housewives. So I think this is all wonderful. And on top of that, if you are unfamiliar with the Real Housewives of Miami, I mean, if you're watching it anyway, if you have Peacock, which you should have, you can actually go back and watch the seasons. My personal recommendation, if you're tight on time, season 2 is actually one of the best seasons of all the Real Housewives of any franchise. It is actually so fantastic, and people don't realize how good it was. And I think season 1 was a little uneven, but season 1 does show you the true terror of Larsa Pippen. And season 3 was not amazing, so you can probably skip it.
Yeah, but here we are for season 4. Now,
amazing.
Like I said, this trailer has been out for a while. Sorry, but I have not watched it because we're doing a Crappens On Demand trailer breakdown, and I like to watch it as we go so I can be surprised. I don't like to be spoiled with my housewives. Yeah. Okay.
Now,
so we're
going to
watch it the first
time
with you. Now, we will describe what's happening visually for those of you who are just listening. Okay. So we don't want to leave you out. It's not like you have to pay for both of us to hear both of us. But if you want to, it is on the video. Also, go get tickets for live shows. I didn't do that yet. We're so excited to go to New York in January and then New Jersey and then Boston and then so many places. We're going 21 places this year. It's going to be a great 2022. So join us. Go get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, take a seat. It's our Monday Night Live show. It's on Green Room app, which is by Spotify. If you want to listen to some old ones, you can listen to them on Spotify. Search for the show Take a Seat. If you want to join us live to talk and laugh with us, you guys come up. You talk with each other. We talk with you. You talk with you. Do that. It's Monday night, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern. And that's it. Okay, let's get on with this.
I'm so excited for you to see this. I think I've seen this trailer 4 times, but it was also like 2 weeks ago. So I need to be refreshed.
Okay, I'm so excited. Here we go. We've got the straight line of all the different colors, which is the beginning of the Peacock logo. That's what we're starting with, which is...
Good note.
Kind of. It could be gay pride because it's a lot of colors, but it's not at all. It's almost like they went out of their way to do a rainbow that's not gay pride colors, which I feel like is, you know, fuck you. Like, I'm watching Miami here.
And also, I've never been to Miami beyond the airport. And I just sort of imagine this is the way all the traffic lights look in Miami. I feel like there's actually like six lights and they are, it's like a rainbow. And so it's like, I just imagine Alexia describing like, oh, well, you know, Peter, like when it's red, that means you stop. And when it's green, that means you go. And yellow means you slow down. And orange means it's like it's Peter's turn. And then blue is like, that's now my turn. And then,
the purple is when you twerk. The purple is when you twerk. Because that's when people get out of the cars at the stoplight and they twerk in the street. Have you seen those videos of people? People in Miami are crazy. Like people,
they are.
Miami life is the fucking craziest. I just saw this video of at a stoplight, these two girls just get out of their car at the red light and just bend over and start clapping their asses for all the cars. And no one's even, you know, honking or anything. It's just like, oh, no. You know, it's the purple light. Okay.
It's the purple light. We hit the purple lights. Oh, I'm sorry I was late. I hit the orange light. So everyone got out of their cars and slapped each other and then just got back in.
Yeah. Okay, let's press
play. How dare you?
Yeah.
Right. I'd like to know who here you trust the least.
Okay. We hear a very throaty Miami voice. I want to know who here you trust the least. It sounds maybe like Marisol.
It sounds like Marisol to me.
Yeah, it's very Marisol.
Also, don't love this font. By the way, this is how you can tell it's not on Bravo, because it also says on screen, with new girls in the circle. And it's like all caps. With this, it feels like this was the font that just kind of came with their post-production software. I would have liked it like a little bit more space between the lines. Yeah. Just it's a little uncharismatic. Outline,
like something. Now, I will say the artwork is beautiful. It's like palm trees with all these different, all the colors of peacock, really, if you look at it. It's like, yeah, you don't even know whether to go or twerk in traffic. But the artwork is very pretty, and I'd like to think that someone did that, and then someone else just threw with new girls in the circle on top of
I know. Thanks, Randall Emmett, for doing these titles. When like someone had made this beautiful Vice City, you know, purples and pinks and everything, like all the colors of Miami.
Yeah.
Marisol asked, so you can start.
Oh, well, she just told it.
Marisol asked, so you can start. Okay, so who's this? So I think that these are mostly new people, and then the other ladies are friends of, right? Except for Larsa. Larsa is coming back as a Real Housewife. Is that right?
No, I think it's a mix. I think it's a hybrid. We have, I don't... Do you want me to tell you who I know is coming back, who I believe is in the cast?
No, you'll figure it out. Just everybody know that we have not looked, so we're just going off this preview. So this is a blonde lady with a lot of gold jewelry on, and she's drinking like a glass of wine with a what is that?
Giant strawberry.
So Ben's not going to like her because it's got a berry. She's drinking a berry.
It looks like a coronavirus that's in there. Just like it's like on CNN's medical report. You know, they show the big coronavirus. It's like someone put it in her wine.
Now, they are eating mussels. So I am liking the season because I love a mussel. I don't see the bread yet. And I don't believe you should eat mussels without bread because that's disgusting. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. But I do love that I see mussels.
I would accept a fry. I think like mole frites is a classic combo. By the way, can we go? I know we already looked at the font. But before the font, we did see some images of ladies that we did not discuss. Do you mind if we
Sort
of... Yeah, there's Larsa.
Oh, you're right.
And Alexia.
Wow, I'm just speeding through this. I mean, it's 8 minutes in and we've gotten 4 seconds in. I'm just speeding right through this.
Well, very importantly, we open up with Alexia, who is part of the original cast. She actually was part of the season one. She was not in season two, except in little parts, because her son was in a terrible accident. And then she came back in season three and she made it all the way here to season four, which I'm very happy about.
She did. She was also on that movie about like cocaine or whatever, that documentary on Netflix about the cocaine kings or whatever, because she was like the cocaine queen of Miami. She's like, I had no idea. I mean, like everybody did the coke, you know? So I said, oh, what a Peter.
Peter. Yeah, for people who don't know, people may actually be confused because we've obviously taken on a lot more listeners since like 8 years ago when we made like the theme song. But if you hear in our theme song where we go, oh, well, you know, Peter, it comes from her, actually. She has been with us all this time for many, many years because she has a son named Peter. And we noticed that she always seems to talk about him. And when she does, she goes, she'll just be talking about anything. Be like, isn't it terrible what's going on with like Congress? Oh, well, you know, Peter, he hates it. He's so sad. He does not like it. Oh, well, you know, Peter.
Also, they're eating lobster. So this is a good dinner. Whoever's throwing this is a good housewife, and I approve. Now, Alexia is proof that people need to stop this eyebrow trend. I don't know what it's called. I don't know if this is the threading that people do where you like kind of pluck with the thread. I don't know if this is just Sharpie that everybody's doing and just drawing on these eyebrows, but they look fucking crazy. And Alexia is a stunning woman, and I don't like seeing her with Sharpie eyebrows. I don't like
it. It's very Wii character. It's almost like someone said, okay, I want these eyebrows on my Nintendo Wii character, but I'm gonna give it long blonde hair, right? Yeah. Was it the Wiimoji or something?
Oh, well, you know, Peter loves the tennis. Peter loves the tennis. He loves it. Okay, let's see. Oh, wait, no. So there was another lady. Larsa.
That's Larsa. So Larsa is uniquely terrible. People may not realize how horrific she is. Larsa, she's one of the worst housewives of all time.
Oh, my God. She fills me with rage. She did become like a Kardashian hanger-on for a long time, and then I guess got in a fight with them about something, probably trying to steal their Insta, you know, influencer whatevers, or cheating with somebody. Who knows? I don't know the gossip because I'm not a Kardashian person, but I do know that she was a hanger-on there. I saw her on Selling Sunset, and she wouldn't buy a house in the Valley because like a fucked up driveway or...
That's right. Of course, how could I forget? She appeared on Selling Sunset. She's appeared on Kim Zolciak's Instagram. So she's thirsty. People who've not watched, you're about to see how terrible she is. Yeah.
She's thirsty, and she works so hard to get on anything she can get on. I even saw her on an Instagram ad for butt bleach. It's like it looks like a glue stick. And she's like, I bleach my butt. Yeah. You know what's best? I bleach asshole. And she's like selling this butt bleach thing, which, you know, I'm not against butt bleach. I just loved that I saw Larsa on that.
This is a dinner with mussels and lobster. And look how unhappy she is. She does not enjoy life. Okay. She does not enjoy it.
She doesn't. But they were also just asked, like, who's the most fucking thirsty, awful person at this table? And you know she's like, if these bitches say me on the first episode, someone's gonna die.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's press play. With new girls in the
Marisol
circle.
Marisol asked, so you can start.
Who do you trust?
I think I trust Nicole at least.
Marisol, you are bored in your...
So good.
So Marisol has given us more in this 5 seconds than she has ever given us on Housewives. I mean, Marisol was also terrible because she was so boring. And she has Mama Elsa before she passed away. RIP, love you. Who made her more interesting on this show. But Marisol was just so lame and boring. And then she had her stupid fake wedding that was supposed to get everyone all excited. And then she, you know, like ganged up with the other girls to go against Leah Black by the end, where she started to get a little fierier. But then she stayed real thirsty too. And at any Housewives press event, it's like someone's got... she was probably at the butt bleach Instagram event is what I'm saying. Like she was at everything. She always is commenting on every Housewives thing, like, oh my God, so good seeing you at lunch.
But you know what? To her credit, she worked. She's still here despite being very boring. She made it back. And I have to say, I love these enormous teardrop earrings that she's wearing. They're like teardrops, but then they have this like lower edge that's like, it looks like the top of a Grecian helmet, which is funny because we just talked about Grecian soldiers on Selling Sunset, which is what we just talked about with Larsa Pippen. And it all comes full circle.
I think that they look like those chopping knives for cutting vegetables that you just like
Mezzalunas.
Roll. Yes. Which is funny because she's like weaponized teardrops, which I think is just perfect.
Someone on Bravo finally figured it out.
Yeah, it's like poetry. It's Bravo poetry. Bravo-itry. Okay.
Marisol, you are...
Okay, so we have to go through all these ladies. So... Marisol, good job. Good job in your first 5 seconds. This lady we don't know, but I love her shocked face. She looks shocked.
She's in over her head. This is too much for her. She's like, why did I agree to do this? I have a successful jewelry business. Why am I ruining my brand right now?
Do you think she's really rich? I'm guessing she's rich because she's wearing this watch instead of an Apple Watch. And I find that people who do that are really rich.
Yeah, she's definitely wearing like a rich kind of masculine watch, which I always think it's funny that watches can be masculine or feminine. But yeah, that's a rich watch.
Yeah. So then let's see. The girl that she mentioned, what's her name?
I don't know if we have her name yet, but she has, she said, lobster. Wait, she has muscles in one shot and lobster in another? Excuse me, continuity.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Different. Hold on.
I think I trust Nicole.
Nicole the Lee. So Nicole is her name. Okay. Nicole. So then Nicole's all mad. And who's this lady? This lady
I don't
looks
know.
Like she's just from like outside. Dude, like, hey, we've got some extra muscles.
We're like, lady, we know you haven't done anything to your face, but we feel like that's a path you might be interested in going down to. Do you want to join us for this this lobster cookout?
Yeah, this lady just looks like a normal lady, which is great. Like, she's very pretty and everything. It's just crazy to see that on a Housewives show. Like, she looks like someone who's sitting at the bar at Vanderpump Rules.
I loved her work in Breaking Bad, this lady. She feels like she had, like, a character arc. Like, she worked at the bank. And, like, he comes in and she's like, sir, can I ask for your background? And he's like, I can't. You can't do that. And she goes, okay. Like, that's what her role was.
Well, I can tell you whoever owns this house has a good house cleaner, because look at these glass staircase things that hold you in the staircase. Girl, that is a good maid you've got. Send the number over, darling.
Not you know what, this lady, anything. I actually think this lady is trying to find a good moment to interrupt and ask what product they use on that glass. She's like, guys, I just want to, real quick, what is this? Is this Fabuloso back there? Is it Windex? What are you guys using?
Is this Windex or Fantastic? This is what I need to know. Also, I'm telling you right now, not going to fuck with this lady, even though we just dragged her across the coals, really for no reason, for like 10 minutes. But look at the look in her eyes. She's like, I will kill you. You will die.
There's a little Meredith Marks in there. A little bit of that, like, well, I'm horribly disgusted by the way these women are conducting themselves right now.
Okay, let's see. Did we see any other ladies? Okay, now we're going to see Nicole get mad about them saying, I think Nicole the least. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Marisol, you are bored in your life. Who the f*** are you?
Marisol, you are bored in your life. And Marisol's like, ha, 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 ha. I've got like, no, a lot boring. Of eyeliner, honey. Okay.
Did you catch, there was one housewife that we did not discuss yet that showed up right here at the end of this little montage going forward.
Oh, we'll moving see. Forward.
Just okay. go forward okay. there. We see Marisol with that blank face.
And Larsa saying, Larsa, who the fuck are you?
Larsa looks a little bit like MJ there, you know?
I think just nail and lips. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
Okay. So then who else was here? Oh yeah, the plastic surgeon's wife.
What's her name? Lisa Hochstein. Lisa Hochstein, who famously, I think in the season 3 reunion, talked about how she really understands the immigrant experience because she came from Canada.
And Andy's like, Canada. She's like, it's another country, Andy. It's another country.
She's also very terrible. She is like terrible and kind of boring, but not totally boring, but kind of boring. But her mother-in-law is a monster. I hope that she's still alive, because if she's dead, then I feel like a terrible human being.
A lot of lipstick. Okay, look at these glasses, these poor glasses. I hope that we don't find out that lipstick causes like some horrible disease or something, because these people are all fucked. Look at these glasses.
That has so much lipstick, it looks like that glass is wearing a visor.
It does, actually. Okay, so let's go on here.
Just stay out of it like you normally do.
Oh, that was Larsa saying that to the plastic surgeon's wife. She's like, stay out of it like you always do, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Which is, that's very on brand for Lisa. Just to sort what of was, exist.
Who do you trust? Okay, so that was the last sentence. Or is it the old friends? Dun, dun, what? Dun.
I lost track of the sentence that they're slowly
constructing. That didn't make sense, right? Did we miss part of it? Hold on.
What is this sentence? They put too much stuff. Okay, it says, with the new girls in the circle, who do you trust? We're waiting. Who do you trust? With the old girls in the circle, who do you trust?
Or is it the old friend?
Or is it the old friend? What? They forgot part of their sentence.
That is so Miami.
That's very like Alexia wrote this. You know, with the old friends in the circle, who do you trust? Oh, or is it your friends?
You need to be worried about.
Oh, there was more. Wait, can you go back? Sorry. Can you go back to or is it the old friends? Oh, okay, never mind. I thought they had like ended the sentence there, and I was like, oh, but oh well, you know, Peter wanted us to say one last thing.
Or is it the old friends you need to be worried about? And then one of the new ladies is like, buckle up, baby, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. Ha 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 ha. And she's with Lisa, and Lisa's just wow, the lips. Okay, let's see.
And now comes fun and games.
This season on The Real Housewives of Miami.
Whoa. Okay. I'm like, okay, we don't have to pay attention for a while. It's the fun and games part. But then they show the Real Housewives of Miami logo and then all the ladies dressed and wow.
So extra. Yeah. So Larsa is just fully, is just this giant blue thing with huge shoulders and a big, just ruffles. Like, it looks a little bit Muppety. It looks like one of the, you know, when they have big Muppets like Snuffleupagus or whatever, but like I enjoy it though.
This is terrible.
In its excess.
It's terrible. It's like a million tutus and then some Swiffers and then some pom poms. I mean, it's a lot going on. And then a belt that says, I don't give a fuck.
I didn't even see that. And by the way, also, it's the color of Grover from Sesame Street. I think that's where I got the Muppet from.
And then Alexia is wearing like a bodysuit. It's like kind of like a bathroom tile at an old hotel. And let's see here. Lisa, they're carrying mojitos. That's what they're all
holding. Oh, that's fun. I like that they're holding mojitos. What did they hold in the previous one? I don't know.
I don't know.
Just like key lime pie or something.
I'm telling you who this image is triggering to. Bartenders. Okay? Making a mojito sucks. And let's see. We see a woman in a half. It looks like a pantsuit, but it's really a dress missing a leg. Like if it were pants missing a leg. And then like a ruffle going up it.
They're playing a lot with shapes because basically the bottom half of Larsa's dress looks like a blue Sia wig, you know, with her legs sort of sticking out. And so then the lady on the right, it's like pant but dress at the same time.
Yes. Okay, and then we see this pretty new lady in the pink doing the leg correctly. She's like, am I the only one who's going to wear a normal leg slit? Because I'm only showing up to the shoot if I'm the only one in a normal leg slit, okay?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you can come. And then this Nicole lady, and who else? Do we get them all?
I'll tell you who's not in that. Marisol.
Yeah, so Marisol
is friend of yet again.
And Larissa?
Larissa?
Right?
Larissa?
What's her name? What's the Larissa? Lady's name? Leah's enemy.
Adriana?
Adriana, who was married to Frederick on the boat, who's part Brazilian. She's like, what are we going to live on a boat or a mansion?
And then
they had
that
big wedding that she showed up like late, 4 hours to her own wedding.
8 hours late. Wasn't up to her standards. Adriana. I like Larissa. Neither of them are there. I thought Marisol was going to be a cast member, especially considering that she got such prime placement at the top of the trailer, but she's just a friend of.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, let's press play. You reds?
Yeah.
Okay. Of Miami.
Fun and games.
But you never thought you'd see me again.
Wait, pause it. Ma'am, you were not even a primary cast member, so stop bragging about how you never thought. Well, you never left us. You showed up at every Jill Zarin barbecue we've ever seen on social media.
I bet you never thought you'd see me again.
Like, you were the one person
in the Instagram comment section.
You're the one person we absolutely knew was going to show up again, because that's what you do.
I mean, if you weren't actually cast on the show, you'd be right outside that window behind you.
Like it was the Today Show, like a little poster that just said, remember me.
You look great, Al. And just in case we did forget her, she's drinking out of a bedazzled cup with her name on it that she's facing towards the camera. So we can always know, girl, ain't nobody looking at your hello tag. Okay.
Sometimes.
Wow.
Slapping.
Okay, this is just some wackiness. Like, oh my God, we're on a boat. Oh my God, we're taking a selfie. Oh my God, it's a mansion. Oh, people are on a boat. That kid's going to fall off. And yeah, we see Lisa twerking. And then we see Nicole and some other lady in bed.
No, that's Adriana. That's Adriana. That's Adriana and Lisa. That's Adriana. I'm telling you, that is Adriana.
This is Adriana here?
That's definitely Adriana.
Wow. Weird. Wow.
Standards.
I never would have guessed. Yeah, I never would have guessed. She's I like got Adriana. That whole Stevie Nicks look going on.
It's like a little bit like Adriana meets Pandora Todd, you know?
Ooh, I love their phone charger. Oh, it's not a phone charger. It's a remote control holder. See here at the top. Darn it. I was like, I love that charger. Okay, so let's see what else. Okay, then this is the lady you don't fuck with. And I told you. I told you, Bruja. She's laying back. Okay, she's doing a photo shoot where she's laying back with a goat. Girl, you know she's going to sacrifice that later if someone fucks with her.
She will. She definitely will. She's like, it looks like it's probably some photo shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's posing like it. Oh, my God. And look at her rings. Like, you don't want her to punch you either. Those are some big, terrifying
You don't
rings.
Mess with her. They're big old things.
The largest penthouse in the U.S. How much am I paying for this?
$50,000 a night.
What?
$50,000 a month.
So this lady lives in the largest penthouse in the U.S. and she's paying $50,000 a night?
A night, they said? Oh my God.
Let's listen to it again.
Wait, maybe it's just they're staying at the largest penthouse, like a hotel.
Let's see.
It's the largest penthouse in the U.S. How much am I paying for this?
$50,000 a night.
This is the best city in the entire world. Living in Miami, you can be you, and people accept it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I always hear about Miami. You know, just totally, so you don't have to try hard to do anything in Miami. Just come as you. Yeah, right. Look at you guys. You're all taped together.
I also like the, like, you can just be you, and then we just settle on an image of Martina Navratilova.
I know.
Yeah, like, we're looking at these women with, like, just beyond plumped up faces, right? And there's nothing wrong with it, but don't tell us that you could just be you when you've done all these things. You totally change how you look.
Yes, exactly. I know all they need is Hochstein to walk out there with the Sharpie and start drawing on everybody's face and boobs. You know,
seriously.
So is that Martina? Is that really?
That's
her?
Martina
is,
Navratilova.
Right?
Yeah, which is already a great sign for this show. Like, once you throw Martina Navratilova into the mix, you've got a blockbuster.
She doesn't lose. I love that she's just like her pretty silk blouse and then her matching crystal, you know, beads. I mean, Martina, I just didn't know you had it in you. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
She's my wife.
What? This is Martina Navratilova's wife? You've got to be kidding me. Yes.
Surprise.
Girl.
Surprise.
Oh my God. I love it.
Surprise twist. So, this sort of like faux Meredith Marks, like lady who was in Breaking Bad, is married to Martina Navratilova. And there's Adriana in the background, by the way, again.
Wait,
did you see her? There. There she is.
Oh, well, that looks more like her. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I love that Martina Navratilova's wife is on here, though. Wow. I can't wait to see what that's like.
I think the first openly lesbian cast member who started the show out, as opposed to, like, Bronwyn.
We have to start qualifying it. The first lesbian who started as a lesbian and also drank two mojitos in her first episode.
The first lesbian who was challenged and ultimately lost in a game of tennis to her wife on Bravo.
Okay. Let's see.
Surprise! I feel like Adriana's like a...
Oh my God, of course Adriana is this person. This is, now I recognize her, sitting there with a dog that she's died.
Dog that looks like one of those popsicles that you get around 4th of July. This poor dog.
You don't even dye it well. You just clowned your dog, basically.
This poor little poodle. I mean, it's rare that I have sympathy for poodles, as it is one of my least favorite breeds. But wow, this poor thing. It's like, someone rescue it.
It is a little camera whore, though. Look how it's smiling.
It is.
It's like, hi, I'm a
it's
poodle.
A little self-satisfied. It's very self-satisfied.
It's like, I love how I look. I'm in Miami. I can be me. And then you've got Adriana trying to be all sexy, but not realizing she's wearing a pattern that's the same color as the couch. So she just looks like she's just missing holes in her body.
The stupid dog. I can't tell if I love the dog or hate the dog, but I'm leaning towards hate.
My first dog was a cockapoo, so it was like kind of poodle, but kind of caca as well.
Yeah.
Very cute. Okay.
So this one's all poo.
I feel like Adriana's like a mosquito. I just...
That's I don't want to hear the punchline because I just like that. I think that that's actually a good way to describe her.
Like swat her away.
I just want to swat her away. Okay, you should have ended with mosquito. So who is this lady? we don't know.
That's
her
Martina's.
Yet.
That's Martina's wife.
It is. She looks so different here.
No, remember she's wearing even the same outfit from her photo shoot. Unless she just only has that one outfit. Martina's like, you get two dresses. That's it.
And I'm worried about you getting shot, so I want to make sure you have some kind of guard on your chest.
I feel like Adriana's like a mosquito. I just want to like swat her away.
Hands out, out. Let's go. Where are my hookers?
Oh, Nikki. Okay, more fun and games. More fun and games, fun and games.
Banana Fellatio.
So who's playing the piano? Look at that. Is that Adriana? Who is that?
It's... you know, it's not Peter. It's... Who is that? It could be Adriana.
Look at her go.
Yeah.
And then some lady with fur cuffs. God, I've missed the Miami fashion. I mean, look at this. I've missed
it. Really,
this is
really
my Christmas outfit. This is how I'm going to dress on Christmas. Minus the heels. I don't do that. But these cuffs, I want this so bad. Okay. So
it's very Dr. Susie.
And then you know, Peter, Alexia, throating a banana.
Well, Nicole is like, oh, wow. And then Lisa Hochstein is getting felt up by a male stripper. Now, I am looking forward to the male strippers because, you know, Miami is going to have a good male stripper, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm optimistic.
Looking pretty good. And Dulce,
compared to like the New Jersey ones, you know?
Yeah. Dulce underwear. This is her 40. She's just trying to hide the number. She's like,
I'm 4 years old.
Just up my butt until the camera's off this big number balloon. Thank you.
I'm not saying I have daddy issues, but I do like to announce that I'm only 4 years old and I'm married to a man.
And I feel like this is so Lisa, too. Lisa is so this girl who's like, oh, my God, a lesbian. I can be kind of lesbian, too. Want to make out at a party?
I wonder if they're playing adult Jenga. I wonder. Never have I ever. I've never seen that before. Oh, no. And then there's like a shot of Lisa Hochstein like DJing a party. She's just like in this yellow shirt, just like being like, look at me being a DJ. I am like Tiesta or Cascada Dada.
Well, look, I'm really sad to have a season without Mama Elsa, but I'm glad to know her face lives on. I mean, Jesus. And that this, okay, the wife of Martina, such a rude way to describe somebody, sorry, but the wife of Martina looks like somebody different in every shot. Now, here she looks like the chick from Sex and the City, Charlotte.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she's... Well, we should just call her... I was going to say we should call her Martina not Navratilova, but maybe it's like...
Navratilova.
Martina Navratilova.
Navratilova.
I named my Subaru Martina, by the way.
You did?
In honor of Martina Navratilova, because Subarus famously are associated with lesbians, and that was actually intentional. They did a marketing campaign in the 90s to attract lesbians. So
is
in
that
honor...
True?
And just, I always thought it was like this weird thing, but it was actually Subaru did target lesbians in
the
90s.
That's funny because it worked because my bestie lesbian, Jessie, had a Subaru.
Yeah. And so as tribute to the lesbian populations of the world, I named my – I don't know if it comes off as a tribute. It may not, but I did name my Subaru Martina.
Wow. So let's see.
And it also wears purple blouses.
Lisa also made out with it one time at a party. So weird.
I came home and Lisa Hochstein was making out with the fender of my Subaru.
Okay, so now this Nicole girl is doing like sexy dancing at the pool for the girls, and
Oh my God, more hijinks in a hotel room. Things are spraying. I wonder if it's champagne.
And Marisol's like, I'm going to be outside. I don't do this. And so, yeah, everybody's running. Some girl in a bath. Is that Adriana?
That's Adriana. That's Adriana again in a bath.
Okay, so here's where we pick up. You reds?
Yeah.
OnlyFans?
Oh,
wait,
girl,
go back.
I got to hear this.
When you come in, it just says OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with my OnlyFans.
What are you up to today?
If you're making $10,000 a day, you show me more.
Back off, Gertie.
Oh, my God. You're very aggressive.
Okay, wow. So Larsa is on OnlyFans. Well, suddenly the butt bleach is making more sense now, okay? It's been a while, guys. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't have my facts.
I do feel like Larsa being on OnlyFans is, I don't know, it's kind of like, it's bringing my brain to a halt. Like, I feel like there's jokes to be made there, like something about how it truly must only be fans who are tuning in to see Larsa. I can't even do it. I just can't even imagine who is paying money to see Larsa Pippen on OnlyFans.
I don't know, but now there's like the OnlyFans fighting, which is good. That's the first time we've seen that on a Housewives, right?
I'm really excited.
Like, where she's like, I just talked to him. It's like, uh-uh, if you make $10,000 a day, you're doing more than talking.
Mm-hmm. I love the slut shaming that's implied in this.
Yeah.
If you're making $10,000 a day, you show me more.
Back off, Gertie.
Oh my God, you're very aggressive.
Adriana.
Back off, Gertie. You're very aggressive. Adriana really looks different. It's like her whole hippie look is very, very different.
I feel like that's maybe not, I don't know if her hair was meant to look hippie in the beginning of the evening, but the Miami humidity has taken it to that place.
Yeah, it's really going.
Gertie? Oh my God, you're very aggressive.
Somebody told me that he died while having sex with a man.
Oh God, what a way to go. I mean, I would love to go that way. I want to die having sex with a man and like pizza on my face somehow, like some some cheese dripping down my face.
So that's Adriana bringing up old rumors about Herman, which was Alexia's ex-husband. Well, not ex-husband. Well, he died, but he was on the show. But there were always rumors that he was gay. And so Alexia's like, I guess I'm just going to bring it up here on the show because why not?
I know I've said this 30 times, but that's Adriana? She looks different even in this picture. Who is this?
Are you looking at the lady or the wheatgrass in front of her? Because it's the lady we're talking about.
It just looks nothing like her to me. I can't. But that sounds like something she would say. Definitely.
Yeah, it's very much.
Although I'm surprised that she's coming for Alexia because they were really bonded. So who knows?
Were they? I don't remember.
Yeah, and housewives bonds really last. Is one. Yeah. Thing. So crazy.
While having sex with a man.
My dad got sent to jail.
You show up, obviously intoxicated.
What do you mean? I'm not.
Yes. This show is giving me. I know I'm getting gayer as I watch this because I'm like, yes, it's giving me everything. But truly, I mean, your dad just got out of jail, shows up wasted, and she's like, and you're clearly drunk. He's like, I sound fine.
And the dad looks like somewhere between James Garner and Ian Holm, and it's really perfect. And it's just, you know, it's Miami. It's just going to keep getting more and more ridiculous. But I love that she has this drunken father who may have been selling, you know, knockoff watches like in a back alley somewhere.
Is that what he was in jail for? Knockoff?
No,
watches?
I'm just saying that's what he's giving me. That's the energy he's giving me. Like, oh, yeah, it's a great watch. It works.
He looks like my comforter. I have this comforter, his jacket. Okay, let's see. I like my bed to look fat because they're horizontal stripes. They're not vertical like this. I like fat shaming my bed. Like, have you gained weight or is it the stripes?
I'm not.
You can't even say the word.
I do want to get divorced.
Does he want you back?
So that's Larsa, yeah? Crying, Larsa. I do want to get divorced.
Is she with... So she and Scottie, they are done. Did she wind up with someone else after Scottie Pippen?
God, I've done so well at not following her. Larsa Pippen divorced.
You know what? Don't even. It's like not even. I hate that that could have somehow affect your algorithm with all the various web apps.
Did they not get divorced? Because it says here, Scotty and Larsa Pippen make it official, divorce canceled. But that's from 2017. So that was almost.
Whoa, I thought that they were divorced. Maybe because I never saw the update that their divorce was canceled. You think that Larsa Pippen is really going to let go of being able to say that her husband was like an NBA superstar? There is no way. She is going to hold on long as she can.
Yeah, they got divorced because Malik Beasley's wife files for divorce amid Larsa Pippen drama. Oh, I remember this. Yeah, I remember this when she was walking around all over this guy holding hands with Larsa Pippen is what it was. Malik Beasley's wife. Girl, Republic World says Larsa Pippen opens up on divorce with Scottie Pippen, denies her thirsty pictures with the other guy. Okay, I'll get off of here.
Learn about it all on her OnlyFans.
Oh my God, I will. We'll start a GoFundMe to pay for that. Okay, you reds?
You want to get divorced.
Does he want you back?
I lost my brother and his wife. Two of his three kids. It was an earthquake.
Oh my God. So this new girl lost her brother and three of his kids in an earthquake? Jeez.
That's so sad. That's very sad.
You still have the sperm, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You still have the sperm? Is that what she said?
The spark.
Oh.
Or perhaps the sperm.
Well, hey, it would make sense on this show. I thought they were talking about like the frozen embryos or whatever. I don't know how that works.
This is Lisa with her husband, another huge plastic surgeon to the stars, Lenny Hochstein. And she's like, you still have the spark, right? He goes, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. As he's like slicing into his baked potato or whatever that is.
He clearly hates her. Yeah, he's clearly hating her. And look. Would you know, it's another rich person, and you can tell because they're wearing a watch. It's not an Apple Watch. Isn't that weird?
Wow. That's not an Apple Watch. It looks like an Apple. It looks like it's like a, you know, home arrest bracelet. It's so big.
Yeah, it is big. Okay, let's see.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Absolutely.
Just because you decided to like dive into this world of being married doesn't mean I have to participate in all this
How about you fucking behave yourself and respect your mother, sir, who was like beating up homeless people on videos? How about that?
Yeah, Peter. So that is the famous Peter of Peter, who is a disaster, by the way.
Oh.
And he's awful. And now I don't even know what he's complaining about, but I know he has no leg to stand on.
This picture right here encapsulates his personality. Just what a little prick this guy is. Just because you're into this whole marriage thing doesn't mean that I have to participate. Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you do. You're going to respect your mother, sir. Your mother has done a lot for you. Don't make me stand up for Alexia to this degree, but this guy's such a little shit.
Yeah, I do not want to hear this guy complaining at all beating up homeless people in his past. Yeah. Not at all. Oh, let me know.
Privileged little fuck.
I grew up in this town. I know everyone. And you and your husband are talking a lot of
I grew up in this town. I know everyone. Shut up, Mary Soul.
I literally I have no tolerance for Marisol right now.
But it's funny that she's coming on really making an effort to not be boring. You can tell when people are like, okay, well, it was three seasons of being called boring. I'm going to make an effort. So she's going for this girl, Nicole. Who has Nicole not been through enough? Her dad just got out of jail for God knows what and was drunk at lunch. Be nice. Be nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. This group of women come back with a butt as big as Kim Kardashian's, trying to become the new Kim Kardashian, which you're never going to be.
Oh,
Adriana.
Adriana.
Bring it all to the surface. Just reminding Larsa that she will never be a Kardashian. Like, that is perfect.
And you know, really got Larsa too, because this is the housewives move. When you're nervous, you just start pulling your own hair.
Pull your hair.
Butt bleach. Butt bleach. How dare you?
I said butt bleach. How dare you? What is and this overly ornate, like mosaic room that they're in. I wonder if this is Thomas Kramer again. Do you think that we'll see Thomas Kramer ever again on this show?
Probably not, but this is so Miami, all this stuff. I love it. We should go to Miami. I can't believe you've never been. You will never feel worse about yourself than in Miami. I'll tell you that right now. Because we're both... But people in general, because Miami, we have to go.
Oh, I would love to go. The closest I ever got was when we did our Fort Lauderdale show. And we stayed in like a very sceney hotel. And there was like a line. And then the restaurant in the hotel for breakfast was very much like... I felt like I was on a USA TV show, right? Like, it was like, oh, I went down to Miami because I know a fixer. So I was like, wow. But it was only Fort Lauderdale.
Funny. I follow a Miami Instagram account that cracks me up. It's just, what is it called? Like, the shit that happens in Miami is something like that. And I just freaking die laughing. There was one with this lady standing in a parking space. And this car is videotaping her, right? It's like, let me into the parking space. She's like, no, you cannot come in here. He's like, let me into the parking space, lady. You cannot just stand there. She's like, yes, I can. He's like, let me in. And she goes, she's like, I'm calling the police. So she calls the police and she's like, please help me. This man ran me over. And she's like, he's like, I did not run her over, okay? She's blocking a parking space. She goes, ow, he tried to run me over. Okay, hold on, let me look. Oh, it's not even a brand name. It has stars on it. It's like a Subaru.
Oh, how dare you say that to my the cousin of Martina.
That's what made me think of it when she's talking about Subaru. Funny. Miami. Okay, sorry. I digress. Let's go.
Back with the butt as big as Kim Kardashian's, trying to become the new Kim Kardashian, which you're never going to be.
You're a loser. You're going to wind up in jail.
If you say I want to win, I'm going to beat you up.
I'll fight you back.
Yes.
Oh, that's so gratifying. So basically, that's Peter, and he's sassing off to this guy who I think is actually a pretty hot guy. I'm assuming that that's Alexia's new man.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, we've seen so many of these awful housewives' children, and they are always so mean to like their step parents, whatever. And Peter is like just the biggest brat. And I love that this guy's like, you want to fight with me? I'm going to fucking fight you back. Like, good for you, sir. Whoever you are, Mr. Silver Fox.
Yes. And Alexia is like, shut up. This is called what you should have been doing for the past 20 something years, Alexia. Okay. Nice job on the outsourcing. Now stop being a victim and let the man do his job.
Oh, well, you know, tear ducts.
These earrings. Oh, my God. She's like, those are 10 earrings put together that she's wearing.
What? Oh, yeah.
Can you see them coming down the side of her? She's wearing like a jumpsuit, like a jogging suit. And then
pins on her collar.
Oh, are they? I thought they were one long stream of earrings.
Well, you never know in Miami. I thought she just had little studs in with like a, I don't know. Oh, and you can see her hand trying to stop Peter. She's like, Peter, stop yelling, Peter.
Yeah.
Balenciaga. How do you get your Balenciaga thing? It's because your mother, okay, sir? So stop sassing.
Exactly. Exactly. Jobless, I was going to say. Workless. This is the only time I've ever liked Peter with his mouth open and blow face.
See, season one, Peter was great because he was just like hot and was just going to turn into like the hottest guy we've ever seen on The Housewives. And then season two, he just became awful. And then he also stopped being hot, which is a shame.
Yeah, he's kind of Shep here. He's kind of Shepping out already. I mean, dude, you have 20 years to Shep out. You don't need to move so quickly. Okay.
Oh, 911 is coming.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
All right, let's see what 911's doing. I guess probably someone got the vid or something. Someone's in bed. Is that what's on her? What is she rubbing?
Oh, I think she's rubbing her back. She's consoling her. She's consoling this girl.
Oh, it looks like a girl's barfing by the bed. I'm sorry. Probably I thought Larsa. She was face up or something. I don't know how I saw it that way. Probably Larsa. Yeah, after being Kim Kardashian'd out. Oosh.
Yeah.
So this is what Maricel's good for, calling the ambulance.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, my God.
Montauk.
She was preparing for the worst, and then the worst happened on the wedding day. Oh.
What happened on the wedding day? Oh, God, I don't want to Google it because I'll know.
No, don't know, but don't look. But they're definitely at a funeral. Oh, is it Alexia? Oh, gosh. Is it Alexia is it the other lady
Alexia's
who lost her? It may have been the other lady, the new lady, who said that she had lost her husband, her like her brother and some children. But we do see an ambulance that says Montauk Fire Department. So they clearly are going to New York or to Long Island for their trip.
Oh my God, who dies?
I don't know. It's crazy.
No, this is the guy. Oh no, is that the driver or the new husband? I can't tell.
It could be Peter for all we know.
I think that's the
husband. I think that's the new husband. Yeah, okay, with good. Alexia.
He's not dead.
We're like, oh good, I'm glad Peter didn't kill him.
I know, yeah. I just don't want to, like, you finally see a kid getting disciplined and then the disciplinarian just croaks, you know? Like, I want to see the kid get a spanking, damn it.
It looks great. It looks absolutely great. I'm very optimistic for it. I think that, like, because it's on Peacock, I think that they should have it uncensored, and I think that we should get to hear every curse word. You could theoretically do that already on Bravo, but they just don't do it. But I think, especially to get people to watch this show, they should no bleeps. It should be all open language.
I don't care. I don't care about hearing curse words. I don't need to. Like, I watch enough of that. I like to pretend that this show's like pious, you know, so I can be like, I'm watching a clean show. They bleep out the fucks.
I know it hits differently because there was one time when we got the screener for New Jersey last year, and it was not bleeped. It was uncensored. And actually, Andy Cohen, I asked Andy Cohen about this on Watch What Happens Live. I said, would there ever be would it show it like late at night without cursing? And he said, he's like, that cursing, he's like, it's intense, but it lands differently and it's amazing. And I think that we should have that for Peacock. I think Peacock should be the place for cursing.
let's get that request in. Okay, Ben, smile for the camera so I can take our picture. Okay, so everybody, thank you so much for being with us here on Crappens On Demand. This was a fun one. Show starts tonight. We will be recapping this show, so we'll be back next week with a recap of episode one. And guess what? We're going to talk to you later, okay? Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.